RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Okay, so
we're starting the day with a bit of technical difficulty. Yeah, but we are restarting that computer, and we are going to be starting the show now with our top 10 on this Riot Wednesday.
That's right.
Playing songs from the 2000s and 2010s, and of course, at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., we're going to be doing a little OPM Riot, so send in your favorite requests, some of your favorite songs from actually the 90s, all the way to the 90s, 2000s and 2010s. Of our favorite OPM hits.
The much-awaited OPM Riot.
That all right,
but today is a Tuesday.
Wednesday. That's why it's Riot Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. That's what I said. Stop interrupting. That's why I'm saying shiz, because you're interrupting.
I'm interrupting.
Stop interrupting.
Why am I interrupting? The great Chico Garcia.
I know, right? So let's just thank Nina Hidalgo for the topic for today. Hashtag, my role at home.
Mm.
Whether you live at home, I mean, whether you live with your family, whether you live by yourself, whether you live with housemates, the dynamic is very different.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're with your family or you're the pabebe one because they're always taking care of you. But then when you're with your housemates,
you have to be the one to cook.
You're very responsible,
clean.
You know. So,
or when you're with your significant other,
yeah, in
a different way.
Yon, right?
Yeah.
So tell us all about it. What is your role at home? Let's give you some examples. My role at home, the referee, the mediator, the peacemaker. Tuwing may nag-aaway.
Ah, okay.
You know how, like, sometimes you're the peaceful one and everyone's fighting and, like, you're always the one trying to keep the peace. You're always the one trying to make people make up with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the politician.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Another example, my role at home, ako yung may alam kung saan nakalagay ang kung anuman. Isama mo na yung mga nawawalang bagay. Usually, this is the mom.
Yeah.
Usually, this is the mom. Like, she knows where everything is at. The stuff where, I mean, where the stuff are supposed to be.
Yeah.
But even the stuff that aren't where they're supposed to be.
Yes.
Alam pa rin niya. So, alam niya kung saan dapat nakalagay at kung wala doon, kung nasaan.
Unless, for example, you have a kasambahay who does all of that.
Oh, that's true too. Then that's their role.
Then that's their role.
Yeah.
But yeah, normally it's the mom. And normally I would ask my mom.
If something
is lost in the house.
I'm actually such a creature of habit. I usually know where everything is. At least my shiz. I know where they are. So don't touch it. The moment merong nagligpit or nagayos, usually that's where the problem comes in.
Mm-mm.
And then when I say, hey, where's my blank? And then people say, I don't know. I'm like, no, I'm super consistent. I always place my shiz at very specific places. I'm like a robot when it comes to these things. So when it's not there, it means somebody probably moved it.
Mm.
So where is it?
Yeah.
And you have to trust me when I tell you, you've seen this, Marky.
Yeah.
My stuff is placed exactly where they are every single morning. They don't move.
Yeah. Chico puts the same things in the same places.
Same spot.
His iPad is below his two phones.
Yes.
His laptop is on that same platform.
Exactly.
His bags are neatly lined up the same way every single day.
Same position.
Yes.
Laptop bag on the right, my backpack in the middle, my lunch pack on the left. I am a creature of habit. So when I tell you that this is where I put it, you have to believe me that this is
trust and believe that Chico is not lying.
I am probably the most anal person, like in the sense that I put everything.
I mean, we knew that, right? I mean, in terms of how you clean your stuff.
Exactly. You know, I am very that. I am very that. Okay?
Yes.
And for another example, my role at home, ako yung laging tahimik lang. Never sumasali sa gulo, pero pag nagsalita na ako, yun ang final word.
Mm.
In our house, that's very my dad. He was very that. Like, he never talks. You would go through weeks without hearing him talk. He's just so quiet. He just sits in his TV chair when we eat dinner, blah, blah, blah. But my gosh, when he lays down the law, alam mo yung mayayanig yung mundo niyo. Because he rarely talks. He's like Black Bolt.
Ah, yes.
Like, he can't talk because he can destroy worlds with his with his voice. Medyo parang ganun siya. Kasi nga, because he's so quiet, he's so nice, he's so affable. When he gets angry, the very few times that he gets angry, oh, everybody will shape up.
But has he ever gotten angry to the point that it scared you?
Oh, no. But I would be scared if he did get angry.
Or did your siblings have stories of that happening before you were born?
I think when they were younger, kasi di ba ang laki ng gap namin?
Yes.
Like, I'm 7 years younger than my brother.
Yeah.
9 years younger than my younger sister. I mean, the younger of the two sisters. And then 11 years younger than my eldest sister. So, alam mo yan, medyo mga kuya ate ko na talaga sila. Like, super layo namin. But they have told us. I mean, they have told me that, you know, how my dad was when he was younger. So, meron naman. Like, I think napalo na yata sila ng dad ko.
But normally, that's the case. From what I hear, well, especially from my grandfather in Norway, when God rest his soul. But my grandfather was such a strict man in his heyday.
Yeah, when they were younger.
And then when he reached 60, 70, and he became my grandfather, he was
a sweetheart.
Like the sweetest thing ever. Like, he would take us on camping trips. We would plant trees together. We would fix the house together.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't scream at all. He'd just be so kind.
Alam mo yung napagod na siya with the older.
Yeah.
With the older kids.
Yeah. And then eventually he just wants to relax and retire from being a parent full time.
No, same. I heard that my parents were strict, like with like going out, coming home late. I've never experienced it. Kasi parang so I guess they got tired
because,
of
I mean,
policing.
Did you party when you were young?
Not really, but when I was in college, I did. Nung college na.
And then college yun.
But by hindi sila, even when they were in college, that my parents were supposedly they were strict. Pero my like hindi na nila ako like naabutan nila yung days na pag-uwi nila ng 3 a.m. naghihintay pa rin yung parents ko, like they stay up waiting for them. Ako, like, they were fast asleep. You know, like. So, I guess they got used to it. They got used to it.
But yeah.
And plus, yeah, I was such a good kid that, you know, they weren't really scared for me. Like, and it's so weird. The very few times that I did something, quote-unquote, bad, they panic. Because it's like, what's going on? Do you have a problem? And I'm like, I just went out for a drink. I just went home drunk. I don't have a problem. But people get scared.
They do.
I'm so behaved. So when I do some things that are quite out of character. They kind of panic.
Ah, well, I mean, that's...
Kasi nga, di ba, hindi naman ako maloko. So, like, I rarely go out. So, the very few times that I come home drunk, they get so, like, is everything all right?
But...
Are you going through a rough patch? I'm like, I just drank.
Hey, my parents are, well, they were actually much nicer in that aspect. They told me, basically, if I got drunk, please don't hesitate to call them. They will drive from Antipolo all the way to wherever it is I'm at. It's too big to pick me up.
Yeah.
They said that they'll do it because, you know, they don't want anything to happen.
Exactly.
To me.
Like, you know, yeah, maybe we'll like have a talk after, but please, like, let us be in charge of you. Because, like, sometimes, let's face it, when your friends take care of you, malema, they're also like a little drunk or something. Maybe they don't know what they're doing or what to do. Yeah, it can. I'd rather that, you know, my parents take care of me. Another example, my role at home, the pass the message. Pag sinabi ni mama na ilabas ang basura, sasabihin ko sa kapatid ko. O sabi ni mama, ilabas mo daw yung basura. So, pinapass on the message, pero pinapass on din yung utos.
Yes. Yeah. So, mommy said to do this.
Especially if they didn't hear it. Obviously, if they heard it, if I were your brother, I'd be like,
no, she told you to do it.
She told you to do it. But if they didn't hear it, you can probably get away with it.
Yeah.
O, sabi ni mama, labas mo daw yung basura. Tapos, ilalabas ka niya. Kung ako yung brother mo, I'd be like, pag sabi mo sa akin na, oh, Chico, sabi ni mama, ilabas mo daw yung basura. O, ilalabas kita.
Is that a lie?
Sorry, okay. Show your way out.
I am sitting here by the curb.
Trash, show yourself out the door. So, and one more. My role at home. Ang taga-final check sa gabi. Kung nakalock na ba ang lahat ng pinto, nakapatay na ba lahat ng ilaw at appliances, at kung walang mga nakasilip sa bintana, human or otherwise.
OMG.
The checker. This would be so me. I mean, it's not. Because, you know, my mom is like the definitive obsessive compulsive person in the world. So she would check everything.
Mm.
She could barely walk, but she would check everything. But let's say I lived in my own house, na ako lang, and maybe, you know, baby whale, I would probably be the checker. Just to make sure that everything's locked.
Yeah, no, you most likely would be the checker.
I would be the checker. Just to make sure that everything's, you know, in its proper
place. She goes very maternal in that aspect.
Because I can't, you know, I won't be able to go to sleep if I still have that whole, napatay ba yung ganito? Napatay ba yung ganito? And especially the, ano, what do you call it? The gas?
Yes.
Oh, I have
the
to
gas.
Check.
Oh, that's scary.
Triple check. You know, make
check
sure that
your
the
stoves. The, check
what
everything.
We call it the letters. The gas. The what do you call those gas canisters? They're letters. BBL.
No. BBL.
What do you call that? What do you call those?
LPG.
LPG. Thank you.
Butter baby.
Oh my god. I couldn't download it. LPG, yes.
LPG, there you go.
There, you have to make sure that, di ba, may mga ano yun, safety seals, easy switch on, easy switch off. When you're not using them, it's better to switch it off.
Yes.
Just to be on the safe side.
That is true.
So, anong kwento mo, Mark?
You know what? I wish I had more things to talk about.
But why don't we say hi to a few people
that
I want?
Let's
okay.
do great.
So, just to give you a little insight. We have been trying to restart this computer for the past, well, since we started talking.
There's a ghost in the machine.
There is a ghost in the machine.
There's
and that's why we were like, what is happening to the sounds? It's a different remix. That was because the computer just froze.
The computer just like, it's going haywire.
It's I don't know what's crazy. Happening. I have no idea what's happening. But
ano, baka Rotom got into it.
Yes. I think my Rotom from
got into
Pokemon
it.
Go came in and jumped in.
And it's going...
Sabi ni Elmer, wala talagang bed music.
Wala nga
computer. As in, wala nga ano, music. So I can't even play like songs after this. So we're literally stretching.
So
let's say hi to a few people on,
you know, after
Telegram.
The greets, pag kunyari wala pa rin, so can't play song, right? Kakanta na lang ako.
Oh, all by myself.
No one of them. Ah, sige, mag-greets na lang.
Okay. Your kapatina says, good morning, guys. Except sa computer nyo na pagod. pagod na yan. Yes, I'll play this next one for you, Rolikins, but when we get the computer started. Hi to Kimberly. Yeah, who says the LPG? Elmer Velasco is tuned in. Hi to Butter Baby, who says, yung akala ko naglolo ko na ang ever reliable phone radio ko. Happy Right Wednesday. You know what? That's what happens. Also, hi to Kenneth Kim Javier. Kinatok niyo na ba si Hazel? Well, she'll probably be here in a bit. But we're trying to figure this out. Sabi ni your kapatino, OMG Marky, pag wala pa rin take request na tapos kayo ni Chico kakanta.
Ay, go!
Shoot. Go. Supposed to be on vocal rest.
Oh, hindi. Mark is on vocal rest. So ako na bahala sa kanta.
Yes.
Ano, OPM Bayot? OPM Bayot? OPM Riot?
No!
What I wanted to say was OPM Riot. Gusto niyo ba ng OPM Riot? I'm gonna sing!
How many... Jerry Cabotino, OPM what? Okay, go Chico.
I mean Riot. Kasi it's so hard to stress.
Mr. Salvador says, I cannot with the OPM.
Stop right there.
Hoy, computer, gumana ka na. Please, utang na loob. Wag po tayo mag-OPM. Kami ni Butter Baby.
Stop right there.
And on Viber, saying hi to Jean Ambuido, who says hello to my wife Mika. Hi to Arlene and Yonte Fien. Good morning, and beautiful DJs tuned in on the way to training. Hi to Sans. Good morning, Chico, Hazel, and Marky. BC says bon voyage here. Good morning, TMR hosts. Jerica says get well soon, Louis. Thank you, Hazel Markey. Yes, get well soon. Hopefully it's not too bad, Queen of Deadma. Hi to Jedi. LPG is liquefied petroleum gas.
Yes. LPG.
Jerome Santos says, to add to your paranoia, my mom-in-law passed away yesterday. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She knows I greet friends every day on the radio. Oh, no. That's so sad.
Oh.
Hey,
condolences
to you. D says, Maayong Buntag Monsters from the Queen City of the South, Cebu.
Oh, maayo!
Well, you already said a few Cebuano words a while ago.
Stop! No, maayong buntag nga!
Yes, that's the one he said. Been eons since I've listened live. Finally installed the radio app on my desktop for good.
Yay.
Then biglang nagloko ang radio. I thought maling site yung na-downloadan ko.
No, it's not you. It just sounds a little different because we don't have a bed.
We don't have a bed at the moment, but yeah, we're on the way.
Yeah.
Hi to Advent Choi. Happy Right Wednesday. Please greet my roommates, AJ and Harold. Sana okay ka lang Ninang Chico. Kasing tanda na ni... Kasi ni Ninang Chico yung equipment sa RX.
Well, actually... Mas bata yung equipment. Mas bata
That's
yung
true.
Equipment.
Mas bata yung equipment.
FYI. Uy, bago yan ha. It's like, baka mas...
I tell you, he has seen these things.
I'm telling you, you're older than the equipment. These ones are new.
And listen, bulok na yung equipment, pero si Chico hindi pa bulok.
Ay, nako. Fresh na fresh.
Fresh like spring chicken.
I know, right?
Yes.
Oh, and Rice Baby was saying, listening live from Tampa.
Mm.
Florida, home of Magic Mike. Yeah, that's where Magic Mike, I mean the movie, that's where it's set. Tampa, Florida. And Tampa, Nina Florida. Hidalgo says hello to Jesse and Anissa.
Hello.
Archer Aguilar says good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great duty.
Greeting Edward Villona. It's really a riot Wednesday today. Abi Wednesday, pwede rin. Fonzie says, kanta ka na lang, Marky, then hulaan ni Chico. Oh no. Well, now I lost the RX greets too. Okay lang. Let me say hi to a few people on X. Let's see if there are a few more while we wait. Hi to Adventure and good morning to Doc Wins from Arch Aguilar. Nina Hidalgo says good morning. Please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. Thank you very much. That's it for greets.
And
do you have your coffee?
Yeah.
Let's do some hashtag tea over coffee.
We can do tea over coffee.
Sorry, guys.
So, you know what? According to tea, coffee.
Sabi ni Gigi, I won't complain kung magsasalita kayo hanggang 10 a.m. Okay lang sa akin.
Aw, that's sweet. But,
but Rent's not gonna be happy.
Okay.
Oh, wait, there's more. Hi to Charmaine and Jong, who says, good morning, it's my 38th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jong.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi to Jonas Galang, who says, hello, Monster. Always listening to you from morning to night. Great. Thank you for listening to us. Saying hi as well to Elmer, who says, have you seen the trailer of Deadpool and Wolverine yesterday?
Oh, yes, I have. That was amazing. That was really amazing. Very exciting. It seems like it's going to be the intro of how they jump into the MCU.
Mm.
Yeah, so very, very interesting.
Also, hi to...
Oh, can I just... Okay, while you're looking for more stuff. Al Macchiato, remember we were talking about golden shower trees and fire trees?
Yes.
She was saying she likes golden shower trees, but also she was asking me to consider Palawan cherry trees. Since it's endemic to Palawan, those are the... But they always say the Palawan cherry blossoms.
Yes.
The one in BGC, those are Palawan cherry blossoms. And then, she was saying that as much as I also love fire trees, apparently they're very prone to higad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, I'm not a fan. So, apparently higads love fire trees, which are basically moths or butterflies.
Yeah.
So, I guess... Gusto ng mga butterflies naglelay ng eggs sa fire trees. Kaya when they hatch, they become higad and yeah.
Okay, so we have a little bit of...
I know.
We have a little bit of a problem because Mar just sent us our food.
I know.
And
it's
food
downstairs.
Is downstairs. So, how are we going to do this?
Okay.
Okay, so, see, I know it's going to go down.
Okay.
Ate Reg.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being our ally. Ay, nawala din ang computer na isa. Okay. Yes, that's Pande Manila side.
Talaga, nasa on air natin ginagawa. Okay, okay.
Sabi ni Coco Hernandez, who needs a bed when the mouth can do the job?
Oh, yes. We're bedless. We're just like using our mouths.
We don't need a bed.
We don't need a bed.
We absolutely do not.
I mean, we can always rely on our mouth skills.
Okay. Saying hello to Bianca Roa Santiago. Ngayon lang ako naka-listen live. I'm happy to hear your voices.
Great.
While I paint. Oh, she's painting.
Oh, you're painting.
Good morning. Balita ko na damay daw ang dalisay kong pangalan kahapon sa usapan. Sorry,
Sino to?
Chinito Ken.
Oh, yeah. Kasi nga, diba, kinongratulate ka ni Kayla.
Yeah. Congratulations for winning that sports event in Thailand.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Songkran?
Songkran. Okay. Or is it a singing contest?
I don't know. Kasi may song? Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, because they brought their mics.
Yes, they did.
So I guess it was a singing
and company. They had a fantastic time. I saw so many like photos of lots of water
splashing. Yeah. Oh yeah, like water guns and all that. Yeah, that's Songkran for you.
I wonder how the sport works.
Einzy says, hello, good luck on your ancient computers. They're actually new. They're actually new. They're not ancient, so I don't know.
Like now, like I got here and I tried to press some, like I tried to press the next song.
Yeah.
And then it just froze. And I was like, what is happening? Why can't, what happened to all of the beds on the side?
Yeah.
It like froze. Yep.
It did.
Also, let's do a little bit of hashtag tea over coffee.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. Ka-ching.
May tumatawag. Unfortunately, I don't know if we can put you on.
No, probably not.
Because the computer's not working.
Let's do tea.
Kanye West has his sights set on a new business venture, and it's all about people having sex on camera.
What?
The guy is looking to professionally dive into corn.
Who?
Kanye West.
No.
Yeezy porn.
Oh my gosh. Is he serious?
He's been kicking around the idea of launching his own studio and brand for a while, and now we are told he seems dead set on doing it because he and his partners are in advanced talks to actually get something up and running. I think that's because he's really falling apart already in all other aspects.
He really is.
So.
Did you see that interview he did about like Drake? And no. He was saying like Drake has a baby daddy and like, yeah, like seriously.
Drake has a baby daddy?
Yeah.
Meaning may...
Oh, parang sugar daddy. Parang ganun.
Ah,
parang
sugar ganun. Daddy.
Yeah, something like that.
Kasi kung baby daddy...
Ang anak ba si Drake? Hindi, pero parang ganun. Hindi, pero gets. Ang kasing tenor, ang term na ginamit niya, hindi sugar daddy, baby daddy. So, like, yeah. As in, allegedly, Drake calls the guy his daddy. According to Kanye, he's really going like crazy. Like he's saying these stuff. I'm not even saying that it's not true. I'm just saying medyo parang ano na siya, no holds barred na siya. So yeah, that's a little intense.
Yeah,
that's a little intense.
That is a little intense. Another little bit of tea. Anne Heche, her house was destroyed in a fiery wreck, and now they're restoring it and back on the market.
Okay.
So good for her for coming back from that. It was destroyed in a car accident.
Okay.
That claimed her life. Has been fully restored and it's on the market. So like now.
And not her house.
Not her house, sorry.
The house that her car
hit.
Ran into.
Before she passed. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. And so now it's back on the market. And so if anyone's looking.
I'm not so sure I would want to buy a house where somebody passed away. I mean, most houses.
But I'm sure it's cheaper.
It is. I mean, I guess if your budget is tight, all you want is a house of your own. Ako lang, like, if I can afford it, I think I'll buy another house. Not something attached to a tragic event.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of passing away. In passing away, that's fine. I mean, like, it's natural. Ano naman. Let's say you bought a house where, like, a couple of people died. Pero natural causes. Oh, that's fine. You know, that's normal. But when something like a tragedy, parang ayoko.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could still choose, right?
I don't think I could either. And lastly, Rebel Wilson.
Really? Lastly? Are you sure lastly?
I
want to do more.
You know what?
Rebel Wilson winner.
It's back up.
Okay, lastly.
But let's
lastly.
Do last. That's what I was saying,
okay,
lastly.
Because okay,
I saw the computer and I was like, it's got... Oh, both computers are back. Oh, can you believe it?
We're living.
Okay, Rebel Wilson claims that a British royal took her to an orgy.
What?
She once found herself at a drug-fueled orgy courtesy of a member of a British royal family, allegedly.
Oh my gosh. Rebel Wilson?
Yeah. And she explained in her new memoir how she received the last-minute invitation in 2014 to a shindig at an unnamed tech billionaire's home on the outskirts of Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
Oh, this is wild, you know? The stuff that people are...
And
revealing.
This person was described as male and 15th or 20th in line to the British throne.
Not like, because when I think royal family, I'm thinking like the immediate royal family. But 10th or 15th in line, that's pretty far off.
That's far off. Yeah.
But still, yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, so they weren't talking about a boy-girl ratio like it was a year 8 disco. They were talking about an orgy. Rebel Wilson!
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, so that's interesting. Anyway, there you go. That was her hashtag, tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X. And with that, why don't we play you a little bit of this. We're going to be doing the Riot Wednesday playlist today. That's 2000s and 2010s. So keep it locked only on Manila's hottest Monster, RX93.1.
Monster, RX93.1. Hey, good morning. Time for some Monster news. Megan Thee Stallion is denying the scathing allegations made about her in a new harassment lawsuit filed against her Tuesday. This is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her. The rap superstar's lawyer, Alex Biro, said Tuesday, "We will deal with this in court." Videographer Emilio Garcia accused Megan of fostering a toxic workplace environment in a complaint filed in LA and previously obtained by Page Six. He alleged that in June 2022, he was forced to witness Megan have sex with another woman during a tour stop in Ibiza, Spain. Claimed he was unable to escape the moving vehicle at the time and was allegedly traumatized by what he saw. The camera operator said, "I felt uncomfortable. I was kind of frozen and I was shocked at kind of just the overall audacity to do this right beside me." Now, in the lawsuit, Garcia claimed he has been dealing with several mental health issues as a result of the alleged incident, including mounting anxiety, depression, and physical distress stemming. He also claimed that Megan told him after the alleged sexual escapade, "Don't ever discuss what you saw."
Oh.
And that the Grammy winner retaliated against him by cutting his pay. Garcia claimed Megan and her team altered his monthly rate of $4,000 to a pay-per-task system after the trip, resulting in him earning significantly less. He added that he was also fat-shamed by his former boss.
Oh, no.
And, according to him, Megan allegedly called him a fat bitch and told him to spit his food out.
Oh,
major
no.
accusations. Horrible. My goodness. Garcia told NBC News, "To hear someone who advocates about loving your body tell me these things, I felt degraded." Well, damn.
That's horrible.
This is sounding very similar to the accusations against Lizzo.
Yeah.
Medge. Kasi nga parang it's like, although yung isa, it's more of like hindi naman siya. Kasi isa siya mismo yung pina-touch.
Mm.
Ito kasi it's more of like they did it
in
right
front of him.
In front of him. So, but yeah, I mean, like, I guess we'll see where this will lead. Kasi again, we don't, like, it's really in the proof. It's in the evidence. Kasi it's also very easy for you to say that, you know, they did this. I mean...
Exactly.
And, you know, for a cash grab, I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying they have to figure out how to weed out the legitimate complaints from the cash grabs. And sometimes it's both, huh? Like, sometimes, like, kunyari, Celebrity A... Meron nagko-complain na legit. Pero dahil may nagko-complain na legit, may mga magko-complain na fake.
Yeah, to make it look like...
To make it like... You know what I mean?
To have their own payday.
So, this is going to be quite a task for the law. That's why you have to really figure out who, which ones are telling the truth, which ones are not.
Which ones are real, which ones are fake.
Yep. On a lighter note, in other news, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 9 cast was officially revealed. I don't know if you guys have seen the Meet the Queens on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
But, yes, so just to let you guys know which queens will be taking part of All-Stars 9. Angeria from Season 14. Godmik from Season 13. Georges, also from 14. Nina West and Plastique Tiara from Season 11. Vanessa Vanji Mateo from Season 10 and Season 11. Roxy Andrews. I'm Roxy Anderson. I'm here to make it clear. I'm so excited. From Season 5 and AS2, All-Stars 2. And Chanel, the OG, from Season 1 and All-Stars 1.
The first ever queen.
Chanel.
To enter the workroom.
Chanel.
Not just Season 1. Siya rin yung unang-una sa Season 1 to enter ever.
Wow. The workroom.
And it's a real all-star, not like the last one.
The shade!
No, I mean...
Candy Muse catching strays.
Dish.
Hindi kasi parang... Kasi parang yung last season kasi, it's more like all fillers. Except Jimbo. But yeah, like... No, I mean like, you know what I mean.
Well, what do you call Nina West then?
Oh, I like
she
Nina.
Like, I mean,
pero when you see Nina the West. When you she likes,
she done already done had hearses.
She likes Nina West. And then pero gets like I distinctly remember when I saw the last season's All Star, I was really like, parang medyo ang dami kong ganun. So like
all fillers.
But this is a strong
this
cast.
Is like possibly,
I mean,
like
yeah,
really
finalists,
one of
part of the, well, of course, may finalists cinema from last season with Candy and Candy.
Medyo kahit hindi finalist, yung like kunyari Vanji,
di ba? Oh my gosh.
Finalist. Pero hello.
Like a superstar
like,
already.
Such a superstar.
I know.
It's
oh,
a
I'm excited.
I'm excited. It's a good cast.
And I know, I just know Roxy will be carrying.
They were saying this, if Roxy wins, they will be the first season where all the finalists won an all-star.
Season 5?
Alaska won an all-star.
Jinx won
all winners. And if Roxy wins...
I'm rooting for Roxy.
Top 3
believe
lang ba
it or
sila?
Not.
Top 3.
I'm rooting for Roxy and Vanji because I love Vanji. And can we just talk about Plastique?
She's so beautiful.
Yung parang may igoglow up pa pala si Plastique from Season 9. I mean, Season 10. She was already so beautiful. I mean, 11.
Alam mo yung mapapaano ka talaga na parang hindi fair. Yung parang, alam mo yung ganda na niya tapos gumanda pa siya.
My gosh.
Ang ganda-ganda niya. She's so pretty.
We love Plastique. Of course, we're gonna support her. I mean, she guessed it on the show.
She did.
Honestly, I think parang it's Roxy's turn. But because I don't like her.
I love Roxy.
I would
love
probably
Roxy.
Root for Vanji.
But I love Vanji.
There's
too.
This thing I'll about for Roxy. It's like a love-hate relationship.
Ayun, ganon. Like, nagagalingan ako sa
which
kanya.
Which is why I love her. Because, like, she's always iconic. Like, you know she's gonna make an impact.
Because what she did to Jinx talaga.
That's not true. That's been debunked even by Jinx. They just painted that narrative for Season 5. But Jinx fought back. It wasn't a one-sided, like, they were bullying her. I mean, even she said it. It wasn't like that at all. That was just narrative painted for you.
Well, yeah, but if she fought back, it means they were attacking.
No, they were like, you know, they were at it. So, and okay. She's a, hello, she can hold her own. It's not like she's gonna, like.
Well, that's true.
Just
it's
take
true.
It and wilt.
Like, ano lang, like, I mean, aside
and they're
from
friends,
that.
So that speaks so much about, you know, everything.
Aside from that, then. It's one of those things. Like, hindi ko lang bet yung aesthetic. It's the whole
thing.
She's a drag queen's drag queen.
Yeah.
Pageant queen.
She's a queen's queen.
Like,
kasi.
Kunyari, like, for example, aesthetic. Oh my gosh. Like, Angeria, Plastique.
Plastique!
Hindi yung,
I'm actually surprised Angeria is, like,
You like Algeria?
G with you. Kasi, she's very pageanty.
Algeria is so
pageanty. It's the kind of pageant that I like. Kasi meron siyang ano, hindi siya pure pageant.
She's pageant and camp, I guess.
So, I like Algeria. I've always liked Algeria.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's a good season.
I know we're gonna live for this
it
season.
It is a good season.
I'm gonna be honest, not a fan of Angeria, but like...
Same. Like, I'm not
compared
her,
to the other queens in this season.
Parang mid, ano lang, mid, middle of the pack for me.
Taong ibon. Kasi mukha siyang ibon.
That's true.
Mukha siyang ibon.
I mean, kasi si Angie for me is the type of queen na when I'm already watching her, I like her more. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
even
yeah,
like in other shows na she appears in. Parang hindi ko siya naisip na I like her or she's one of my favorites. But when she's on my screen, I'm entertained by her.
You
so.
Ugly bitch.
You ugly bitch.
I like it.
But yeah, anyways, I know that the fans are excited. So we'll definitely be watching All Stars 9. And that's it for the Monster News this hour. We'll give you another one in the next hour. So wait up for that. Of course, we've got the top 10 coming up in a few as well. But for now, let's continue OPM Riot on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Rhoda. And Rhoda is requesting for a birthday blend for his friend, Myrian Gonzalez Tabor, on Facebook Live later.
Okay.
Okay, noted. So, Myrian, let me write that down. Hello to Bogs Tatanes. Also to Farmer Sanchez, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. And happy birthday to Farmer Sanchez's sister and brother-in-law, Arnel and Siza, or Siza and Arnel. Hello to Mitch. Good morning. Also to Tino. We have Mark Enriquez, John Robert, or JR. What's up to Kenneth Kim Javier? Hello to Avi CJ. Good morning, Echo Out Loud. Also saying hello to George, to Krister. Oh my gosh, Krister Salvador.
Y'all, hello, Krista.
Nice of you to join us today,
I know,
Mr.
Right?
Salvador. Hello to Jack. Good morning to Paula May. Also saying hello to Nedge and Elmer Velasco Renz, Butter Baby Jong Ayat. Hello to Rage Quits. We also have John Paolo Valdez. Good morning to Judai and to Lilo Boy. Carlo Lozada says hello to his wife Marielle Ann and baby Carl Johan. Edward says hi to all the listeners from Branch 249 BDO SM Taytay, Michelle Felix, and Mariela Louise Horlano. Hello to Rhyme and Reason. Hello to Hody H. Also saying good morning to Justin Sayana. Bon Voyage is also locked in. Sabina, who are you rooting for? It's All Stars 9. Well, ako nga, Team Roxy, Team Vanji.
Ako Vanji.
And I'm also looking forward to Plastique.
Yeah. Ako lang, mas overall kasi yung dalawa. Roxy and Vanji. Pero between the two, mag-Vanji na ako. Kasi nga,
yes.
Wala ako nung...
Kasi love-hate ka nga kay Roxy.
Oo. And I was never like a 100% rock.
I hope they have another like songwriting challenge. I'm ready for another iconic. Another. First, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh, now you love me, baby. That's why you brought me here. I need a new alarm from Roxy.
Okay.
Hello to Melvin. Good morning to Red Sparrow. Also to Gigi and Angeli. Mommy Kathy's locked in. Sarah Prelli. Mar, again, thank you so much, Mar.
Thank you. My God.
For today's
what a feast.
Like it's practically a party.
It's insane.
Thank you so much.
And, yeah,
and even before Hazel got in, Chico and I were feasting.
Hello to Juice Black and to Melai. Also to...
We were feasting on the food that you sent us.
Coco.
Amazing.
Bianca. Just pretend you didn't hear it. Chef Sheffin. Hansel. Kimberly. Jamil. And that's it for the text line for now.
But it was true. We were
hello
feasting.
Hello to
Mai. We ate a lot of food.
Keep talking. Keep talking, Hazel.
Hindi, mag-ano na lang tayo. Mag-issue na lang tayo ng memo.
Saying hello to Nina Hidalgo.
Kala ko Nina West.
Nakikinig siya.
Pass. Hi to Hel Marito.
Bakit itong dalawang... Tuwa kayo sa Nina West.
Ay, mga filler
queens. No, I'm not a fan talaga. I was never a fan. I mean, parang I've sympathized with her during her season.
Sympathized na ginawang...
No. Kasi when she made kwento about like, di ba, ano siya, may parang very, like, sad past siya na, remember?
Alam ko parang kinaawaan mo siya bilang tao.
Hindi, yung kwento niya. I felt bad for her nung kinwento niya yun. Pero, like, hindi ko talaga siya, like, favorite.
Hindi ko rin siya favorite, ah. Gets. Like, but I like her kasi.
But like, for example, if you were to rate them from 1 to 8, where would she
malayo,
stand?
Malayo siya sa atin.
No, mid. Like, 5, 6. I just like her. Yun yung parang opposite. Like, Roxy, galing na galing ako. But I don't like her. Gets?
Mm. Oh, and kasi may villainy vibe kasi si Roxy. Nga.
Tapos ito naman, parang di ako nagagalingan. Sometimes I find her funny, but I like her. Like, magaan loob yun. Parang
kay Maya.
Next!
Ano bugbog si Maya sa show na to? Kawawa. Natapos na nga yung season.
Wala naman ako sinasabi. Paano siya naging bugbog?
Wala. You don't have to say anything. I mean...
You say it best
when you say
nothing.
You know what's funny? Even the people who are flippers, like people who like to do flips, who can do backflips and stuff like that, they just find it trashy how Maya does it. Like, all my cheerleader friends, they're like, ugh, sana sumali na lang ako. If they're looking for flips, I can give them flips with lip sync performance.
I know, right?
She comes from the ballroom scene, so let's give her that.
Ah, really?
She does, yeah. She's been like... And, oy, ang sama nyo kay Maya. Kasi she started when she was like... She didn't look like that yet. She was very skinny when she started. She was a ballroom...
No, I mean, we're not talking about the
like fixture.
Size.
Uh-oh.
We're not... It's not
no,
about
pero
the
feeling
size.
Ko kasi it affects like... Syempre parang she's chunkier now. So I'm sure it's harder for her to do all those flips. And she's older. But when you see like old videos, because before, I don't know, it just appeared on my FYP.
Kasi
like scenes
barely,
from the ballroom when she would like slay.
She's barely dancing. She's literally just tumbling and like...
Yeah. But may frantic energy kasi yung lip sync niya. Parang medyo...
Yung parang, ay, wala na akong...
I'ma pull out all the stops.
Like, I can't serve anything. Sige, magta-tumbling ako.
There's just no story when she tells her... You know, lip sync.
Wait, tanda
performance.
Na nga si Maya. Oh,
hayaan nyo na. Alam mo, let's just, you know, leave the queen of flops alone.
Oh my God! I can't!
Okay.
And I. Hi to Legal Millennial. Please say good morning to my lovely wife, queen of...
No.
Lovely wife, Antoinette Yu. Hi to your Cappuccino and Jungkook's girl who says, finally moved to the Pacific Northwest at hit up ako mag-adjust sa time zone ng TMR.
I know.
Kala ko magsa-start pa lang yung pala 1 hour na. Huli na tuloy
oh, wow.
Sa topic. Hapon ending na lang ng TMR live. Inabutan ako.
Nakakatawa nga siya eh. Kasi sabi niya parang, just moved! Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. Dun sa Facebook live. Tapos biglang nag-final batch na rin. Ay, final best.
I'm looking forward like, to an apartment tour.
I know, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Designer
She's
dad.
She's living the life.
And Ato Miango says, Anyari mga sirs, yes, we had a problem
oh
with computers
a while
ago. Oh
my gosh, that was a crazy start of the show.
He sent us a video of how when all the songs were playing at the same time.
I know. Tapos yun pa. Nobody was pressing anything. Bilang nagpatugtog lahat ng kanta.
It just all started. I was like, oh, what's happening? What's happening?
It was so weird.
Possessed.
It was possessed, I'm telling you.
By the spirit of the Queen of Law.
No, I don't think it's her spirit. Because she's dead inside.
Why?
Inside. No, but I'm she's dead inside. People
like
say that
that's
all
any
the time.
Better.
Oh, naman. Buhay siya, pero parang alam mo yun. Parang going through the motions.
I can't. Let's just talk about how awesome Morphine is. I love Morphine. That's my queen.
I really like Morphine too.
Fave.
I think she... I don't know. It was one of those queens that I started off not liking.
Same.
And then eventually it reached a point where...
A lot of people felt that way about her. Ako kasi from the jump, medyo bet ko na siya. Kasi, I like her mug from the get-go. I was really impressed by her face.
She had a nice mug. And I was just like, okay, what
else?
But
also her personality. Gusto ko kasi yung confessionals niya from the jump. So, yeah. Love her.
Like, there was a little Delulu vibe for me. And I was just like,
Until you get it.
Yeah.
Let's see
sa
what
una parang
she's...
Delulu. Pero pag nakita mo yung ano niya, parang, it's part of the whole humor thing.
I like her.
I like her.
I really do. Hi to Juice Blank and Nina Hidalgo. And my dog Princess, who is tuned in. Yeah, who says, been a while since I sent entries on greetings on here. When I opened my X app, I remembered what my username was. Sad to say that my dog Princess passed away last week.
Oh.
But good morning to you guys. Nice to listen in once again. Sorry to you and your family and everyone who loved Princess. We love Princess.
I know.
She's
right.
In a better
place. It's really always like a difficult...
Yeah.
Thing. Because they're so precious. They're so, like...
Innocent.
Pure.
Innocent. So pure. So when you lose them, it's like you lose a very untainted part of your life.
They're not your angels, so...
They really are.
And there you go. That is it for greets.
All right. So we've got our top 10. Courtesy of Nina Hidalgo. Ako Nina West. My role at home. Something we mentioned na natin si
Nina Bonina Brown.
Kasi okay, funny story. When Nina Hidalgo was new, yung ano niya kasi, yung at niya on Twitter is Nina T. Hidalgo.
Mm.
So, wala namang mga capital. So, ang basa ko, Nina. Si Ninat Hidalgo. So, for the longest time, I was like, hello to Ninat Hidalgo. Yung pala Nina T. Hidalgo. Let's start off with Genshin Impacto.
Number 10.
My role at home, the security guard. Ako yung naiiwan at nagbabantay sa bahay pag aalis lahat. Dakilang taong bahay. Pero to be fair, I know a lot of families. Yung mga designated taong bahay, it's by choice.
That's true.
Yung pag tinanong mo kasi, parang ako na magbabantay.
Hindi, alam mo kung ano yung reason ng marami dyan. Kasi they get to do stuff they don't get to do when other people are around at home.
Oh.
Either naka-max volume yung pinapanood.
Oh.
You know? Or
hindi,
I don't
kasi,
know.
Ano, like ako, the ones that I know of,
ayaw lang nila, tamad lang sila.
Tamad lang talaga sila. Yung kunyari, pag kunyari, meron ding magsistay home. So meaning, hindi na sila solo.
Yeah. Diba?
Ayaw pa rin talaga nilang sumama.
No, I think this works best for...
Like, they really
for,
just don't like...
Like, yung maraming hobbies sa bahay. Like, gamers, for example.
I mean,
yung hello.
Yung sinasabi ko examples, they're the ones na araw-gabi na sa...
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
Like, just leave me alone. You can go everywhere, awesome. I'm okay with staying alone. So it's not like kawawa siya.
Yeah.
It's not like Cinderella na parang, no, you stay home because you have to clean the house. Hindi naman ganun. Most of the people talaga willingly will stay at home. From Rice Baby.
Number nine.
I am the family's fact checker. Because tanungan ng mga online information at random trivia bilang tamad lahat mag-verify.
Yes, there are a lot of those, especially mga titas and lolas of our lives who sometimes send certain things that they haven't actually fact-checked.
That's true.
So you have to correct them bago pa lumabas ng, you know, family group chat yung
they
gusto
send it
nalang
to their
share.
Mga amigas, and then their amigas will send it to their mga friends and family as well, and next thing you know... There's
pero,
no fact check.
To be fair, ha, ang dami na. I'm actually pretty proud of ourselves as a group. Usually, pag merong something that's amazing, astonishing, unbelievable, incredible, that happens, whether happy or sad news, ang dami na nung, is this real? Is this AI?
Right.
So, medyo meron na tayong level of suspicion that I think is very healthy. Kasi we really have
Thank
to
God.
Be suspicious. Even if it turns out to be true, parang you're like better to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
It's
always
better to be like, wag ko muna to i-repost.
Double check.
Dito to.
Uh-uh.
As turns out, totoo. And you're like, ah, okay, ano naman.
Now I can share.
Then I can, you know, I can share. Pero it's good. That's actually a good thing. We can't always like retweet ka kaagad basta
di bali nang hindi ka mauna.
Okay lang na hindi ka mauna.
Basta legit yung mga sinashare mo.
Huwag ka lang mapaso.
Yes.
Na nag unang-una ka nga tas mali naman. Mm. Na fake news ka naman. And coming from Croy Perel.
Number 8.
Kapalitan mag-drive ni Papa, taga saway kay Mama, taga hanap ng mga sale para kay Kuya, taga tanggap ng pera at gift ni Ate, at paborito ni Lolo at Lola, ang bunso, Bao. Actually, no, parang merong mga certain, ano na, very apt for bunso. Like, you have your own little roles in the different family members' lives.
And it's good because you have a connection to every single family member.
That you do.
Minsan, ikaw ang bunso ang taga-sumbong, pero minsan, yung bunso din ang taga, ang accomplice.
Mm.
Right? Pag kunyari, mas close siya dun sa brothers and sisters, siya yung, oh, sabihin mo kay Mama, kanina pa ako nandito ha. You know what I mean? Pero pag kunyari, mas close naman sa parents, they have a tendency to be like the sumbongero. Na, nako, si Kuya.
Si Kuya.
Umuwi 3 a.m. Diba? So, but that's the thing. It's very flexible.
Yeah.
And usually the bunso talaga is like a pawn.
True.
Of either the parents or a brother or a sister or the siblings as a whole. From Juice Blank.
Number 7.
My role at home, the driver, being the only one na may driver's license. Although, nagda-drive pa rin si tatay ng private tricycle namin pag mamimili lang sa palengke or grocery pag wala ako. Wag lang siya sana makasagi. Kasi nga, parang if they're not like super praktisado, yeah, hopefully they just, you know what, the trick is go slow. If you're not too slow, it's also dangerous. But, you know, just take it easy when you're like a new driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And coming from J.P. Losopo.
Number 6.
I am a mere slave of the dogs. I clean up after them. I walk them. I prepare their food. I groom them. I bring them to the vet. I don't exist only for their pleasure.
But I love how responsible you are
that
as a fur parent.
It's not easy. It is not easy, I tell you. So, yeah, I mean, I guess when you take on that role, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
They need you.
And coming from, yung uso ngayon, you're called their guardian.
Mm.
Diba yung iba fur parent?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, I was going to discuss this. I saw this TikTok yesterday and I was like, oh, there's this girl. Yun yung content niya. Parang ano siya, parang fur mom or something. Yun yung code name pa nga niya. And then she was like, oh, you know what? I went out on a date with this guy and he brought his dog. Kasi nga, that's what she's all about it. So they both brought their dogs. And then I referred to his dog as his son. And then he immediately corrected me and said, he's not my son. And then she was like, what do you mean? He's my best friend. And then dun na ano yung sabi niya na, oh nga no, like how many people are there who consider their fur babies their babies, and how many fur parents are there who consider their babies their friends? I consider myself kasi a parent.
Yeah.
I see them as my kids.
I have a feeling that
I take care of them.
Sometimes it could also be a factor when you got them.
That's what a lot of people were saying. Like if you're a kid,
right,
and
then
you grew up with
friend.
That dog, they're your best friend.
Yeah. But if you got them as an adult, like old enough to be a parent, then baka you consider
mas
yourself
mas parental yung treatment.
Yeah,
mo.
More of a parent.
Or I guess ko kunyari yung activities niyo rin.
Parent.
Like for example, pag kunyari you're a very active person. Tapos let's say you run with your dogs. You know what I mean? Yung mga activities nyo, you do everything together. I guess, parang best friend mo.
Yeah.
Tapos pag kunyari, medyo, like I would think the mga ano, the service dogs.
Yeah.
I think
sure.
That you'd see them more like best friends. I remember seeing this video of this dog. service dog siya of this kid who suffered from anxiety attacks, panic attacks. Pag nasesense, makikita mo yung dog, may video, parang nakaano siya. Yung, alam mo yung mga CCTV.
Yeah.
Makikita mo na parang nag, hindi pa, pero malapit na nakikita mo may reaction na yung kid. Magpa-perk up yung ears ng dog.
Alam
parang
yung trigger.
Parang na-alert siya, alam niya yung trigger. Tapos maya-maya makikita mo yung dog, lalagay niya yung paw niya dun sa leg nung nung kid. Tapos makikita mo yung kid magsa-start na nag-hyperventilate na. Pupunta na yung dog. Tapos aakapin na nung kid. Tapos magka-calm down na siya. Like,
that's,
I was like,
beautiful.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, how do they even get trained for that? Ang galing.
Exactly.
Sobrang galing. Pag ganun yung situation, ako, I would consider that dog my best friend.
For sure.
Kasi like, I my safety depends on that dog.
Mm-mm.
So, wala lang. Nakaka... It's very interesting that conversation. Do you see your dog as your child,
or as your bestie?
Do you see yourself as a parent, or do you see yourself as a bestie? And from Tampupuk,
number five.
My role at home, I produce 5% of the kalat, but it's not fair. I clean up 100%.
Oh no!
I alam mo, if it's siguro every now and then, I'd be willing to do it. But I'm not going to do it ng tuloy-tuloy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, sorry. Not my mess. You clean up your mess. I mean, pag yung kunyari, special occasions. Nagkaroon ng party, or, you know what I mean?
Tulong ka.
Or kunyari, you came home, like, really drunk or something. Oh, I'd clean up your mess. No problem. Pero yung, on
a
daily
basis.
Thing. Tapos, lahat, tas lalo na kung lahat makalat, tapos ako lagi nagliligpit. Kunyari, plates. Lahat nagdadump lang ng plates. I'm like, I'm not your kasambahay. You know, I'm not going to clean up your dishes for you. So siguro one time or two times, okay lang. After that, I'll say, hoy, maglinis kayo, ng kalat ninyo.
Listen, I think I'm officially a jock. Still, 36-year-old body, 37-year-old body. I'm just such a mess.
Papa Bato.
Coming from you?
Yuck. Nagpapabata, nag-edit ng age. Yuck. 36 daw, 37. Yuck.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, oh, she didn't.
Sige. 36 na, 37 na. 36 na.
Oh, ah. Nakakulot na ba si ingit mo? Sa radio station. Kasi alam ko yung sagot eh.
And so,
sa radio station.
So I was telling my friend on the way home from rent, and she's a lesbian, right? So she goes, yeah, oh my gosh, we're the same way at home. We're mesbians.
Mesbians.
That's what she called them apparently.
Okay.
The ones who don't know how, because usually
clean
like,
up
they're,
after
very,
themselves.
They're very clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the mesbians, they just can't be asked.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You learn something new every
one
day.
One of my bestibians. One of my besties who's a lesbian. Yeah. I mean, aminado naman siya. Na makalat siya. Like, literally makalat.
Same.
Yeah, so, oo nga. Oo nga.
The mesbians.
Usually the gays who are very neat.
Yeah.
Who tend to be very like maligpit.
Makalat ako in a sense na my place tends to get messy, but it's always clean. I don't like
parang messy gulo. Pero
gulo
not,
in terms of maraming clutter, pero hindi madumi. I can't stand madumi.
Yeah.
And then I was also told the difference between an athletic gay and a muscle gay.
Oh.
Because the athletic gay are the ones who are athletes before. And so they tend to be jocks. But the muscle Marys are the ones who go to the gym.
Muscle Marys!
The ones who go to the gym and work out just for aesthetic. But like are very clean and very prissy at home. So yeah.
Pero parang di naman naglalaro ng b-ball.
Yeah.
Can you not use b-ball? I cannot. I cannot with b-ball talaga. No!
What? Pero hindi naman naglalaro ng b-ball. Oh.
I literally have never heard like any of my friends who play basketball say, "Tara, bro, b-ball."
What? Kasi during my b-ball days, like, that's what we say, di ba?
Like, parang basket pa, pero b-ball.
Tara, b-ball tayo. Di ba? Mga ganun. We were called the b-boys. Kasi nga, we like to be, we like to play b-ball.
Why were you called the b-boys?
B-boys. Kasi nga, we like to play b-boy. B-boy. B-ball.
Iba yata yun. Ibang sport.
We like to
play b-ball.
No, because you're b-bo.
I'm very b-bo kasi. Kaya b-boys.
Sabi nga ni Maxim, mas naririnig ko pa yung v-ball for volleyball. Pero never b-ball.
B-ball.
Pero pauso lang yan dito sa TMA, yung b-ball.
Oy, hindi pauso yan ha. Yun talaga ang slang ng ano ha, b-ball.
Okay.
And
in what year?
From Al Macchiato.
Number four.
My role at home, ako yung authority on what will look nice at home as the resident designer. Pag hindi ko bet, that ain't setting foot in our house. Alam mo yung taga ano ka, para kang ikaw yung
taga filter.
Design Nazi na parang we're not, get rid of that horrid vase or that terrible painting or that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know people who are like this in their respective homes. Lalo na pag hindi na sila nakatira doon. Mm. Yung kanya, they moved out, right? They have their own space. So obviously, they designed their own space. But when they go back to the ancestral home, they're like, what is that monstrosity? Get rid of that sofa. Pag mga, or yung ano, yung, minsan it's the actual item. Sometimes it's the way it's positioned.
Mm, yeah.
Kunyari, you have a very good sense of interior design. Parang, bakit ganyan? Ba't nakatapat sa bintana yung ganyan?
Yeah. Bakit
nakaganito yung
Doesn't
ganyan?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, that, this is so me. This is so me. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number three.
Entang pupu. So, dalawa to. So, walang pipindutin in between the two entries para hindi ako na aakusahan na hindi nagpo-pose. Nagpo-pose!
Good!
Archer says, my role at home, I'm a human version of Alexa. Tagasabi ng mga wallet, phone, car key. Bago umalis, kasi lahat laging may naiiwan. Because if I don't, and those are the three essential ones. Wallet, phone, car key. Ako very...
Sa tatlo, alin yung usual na naiwan nyo?
Never phone.
Wallet.
Wallet. Kasi hindi rin eh. Kasi it's in my bag. It's never in my
ako, I mean, I've left None. All three at None. One point or
well,
another.
Keys. Never
keys,
car keys. Kasi hello.
House keys.
No, but like for example, car keys.
House keys, yes.
I would
yes.
forget most because I'd always have my phone with me and my wallet is my phone. So my car keys, I would leave upstairs and I'd get to my car only to realize that I forgot my car keys.
Yung parang
condo.
Left. Hindi mo siya completely naiwan. Pero pag nasa kotse ka na,
I'm like, oh,
doon mo maalala
shoot.
Na. Oh,
so aakyat pa ako, kukuin ko pa yung susi, babalik ako sa car. So yeah.
And from Tampupu, reminder / orasan. 3 o'clock na, nainom na mo na ba yung gamot mo? 5:30 na, di ba may dinner tayo with your friends? Like, minsan hindi ko lakad, pero ako pa rin yung magre-remind sa kanila na, hey, like an alarm.
Hopefully, they don't accuse you of being a nag.
Right?
Kasi medyo, di ba?
Well, for me, if nakikinabang ka, don't you dare. Kasi like, alam mo yun, yung parang, pero kunyari, hindi naman nila nakakalimutan.
Oo, pero paulit-ulit ka pa rin.
Paulit-ulit pa rin ako. Then, okay, fair enough. Then I guess I'm a nag. Gets?
Yeah.
Pero yung, if not for me, you would have forgotten it, that's not nagging.
Pero usually kasi pag ganyan, alam mo yung 9 out of 10, hindi mo naman kailangan mag-remind. Tapos,
hindi, yun nga.
Once, biglang yun yung kailangan.
Hindi, pero kung napo-point out, na alam naman nila, then yeah, I'm a nag. You know what I mean? I'd be okay to admit it. Kung napapoint out na...
The way you said it, parang ikaw ba, ano, may, ikaw ba, meron ka bang ganyan na.
I think
hello.
Ako yung
nananak.
The other way around.
Ako yung ninanak.
Yeah, that's
true. I think
true.
I would forget everything.
Oh, tapos may eye rolling.
I would forget everything.
I think it also depends.
Parang ganyan na naman siya.
I think kapag kasama niya si Baby Whale, siya ang ninanag.
Yes.
Pero for example, kung ako ang kasama ni Chico, ako ang ninanag.
Ay, oo nga. So I guess it's like you step up.
You adjust. It depends on who you're with.
Oo. Hindi kasi like usually maano talaga. Like kahapon lang, 'di ba nung palabas na tayo? Marky.
Yung phone mo.
Phone mo tsaka ano mo. Kaya papaalis na siya, nandun pa yung phone tsaka yung pagkain. And from designer dad.
Number two.
My role at home, remote control nila nanay at tatay. Anak, palagi na ako sa Facebook. Anak, pakilipat mo nga ng ibang show, yung Netflix. Anak, pakipatay yung ilaw. Kasi remote. Literally remote.
Yeah, but do it without complaints.
I know.
Kasi, you know.
They probably would wake up in the middle of the night just to feed you or to change your diaper.
Exactly. Yeah.
So fair. And lalo na kung palambing.
Yeah. Oo. Huwag mo pa sasamain yung loob na mag-ano ka.
I do get it though pag yung medyo...
Makulit.
Medyo masyadong aggressive yung pautos.
Right.
Yung medyo may galit tone. I mean, I would appreciate it. I mean, I'd still appreciate na...
Oh, yeah.
May konting lambing
for
naman.
For sure.
May konting kulot yung... Anak, paano naman yung ano? I gets?
Mm.
Yung, kumbaga, even with ano ah, when parents are talking to whether they're kids or their pamangkins or mga amo talking to their kasambahays, you know, I still would appreciate na even if technically you're in that position to utos, I'd appreciate a paki.
I would
appreciate a thank you afterwards.
Mm-mm.
Yung hindi yung dapat lang kasi
true
nanay mo ko or dapat lang amo mo ko.
Dapat maayosin delivery.
Meron pa rin dapat eh. There still has to be some sort of like acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pag inabot sa'yo yung pinapaabot mo. Diba?
Or minsan sinasabi ko, Rossi, punta ka dito. Kuhin mo yung cake. Sa inyo na yan.
Ah, diba?
Ayan, parang ganun.
Hindi, totoo. Kasi parang like, even if let's say, you're following the pecking order, meron pa rin a good pecking order
and
a bad pecking order. Yung wag naman yung you make them feel like slaves, diba?
Naman.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
My role at home comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
they call me the breadwinner of the family. But why do I feel like the biggest loser every 15th and 30th? Parang, alam mo yung like, lagi ako na-hold up. Pagdating ko sa bahay, wala na. 15th ko, wala. 30th,
money gone.
Wala.
But kudos if, you know, you're able
That's
to provide.
Though. That's true though.
Pero, kudos for saying that, for spilling.
Pero alam mo yung pat, that kind of pat on the back, it only goes so far.
Yeah, well.
After a while, you're like, when do I get to take care of me? And I'm the one, like, ginagapang ko to araw-araw and I don't feel like I'm reaping the reward.
The benefits.
For me kasi talaga, it's fair to do like portion. I don't know what's a fair percentage. But a certain percent, it can't be 100% you give it to everybody.
Oh yeah. You like, need something for yourself too.
Yung parang, you cannot be accused of not taking care of your family if you're already giving a significant portion. Yeah, 50-50.
Mm.
That's still half. Diba? That's still 50% that they wouldn't have if not for you.
And what if yung 50% not enough for like everybody?
It would depend on the capacity of the people, of the recipients. Kunyari, lahat bata.
Capable
lahat
naman.
Lahat incapable. Hindi, kunyari bata like kids. Then I get it.
Yeah,
understandable. Pero yung kunyari, they are fully
perfectly
capable.
Healthy.
Jobless lang.
Like, yeah.
Wala lang trabaho. Excuse me. No.
Do your work.
Do your share. Diba? Lalo na kung you partake of the communal supply.
Hmm.
Magambag kayo, diba? So, hindi ko bibigay lahat kung kaya nyo magtrabaho ba? Baka kaya hindi kayo naghahanap kasi you're getting
because,
a freebie, right?
Because you're like those birds waiting for the worms to fall out of their parent bird's mouth.
Exactly.
So, okay lang sa'yo, basta may ambag naman.
Basta may ambag.
O, di, so, okay ka na ikaw yung breadwinner ng TMR. May pag-aambag naman
parang
kami ni Marky.
Parang
G
ako
eh.
Dyan.
May ambag naman kami. Nagtatrabaho.
Jombag. Gusto ko.
From ambag to jombag real quick.
From ambag to jombag. Gusto niyo?
Because I mean, we're just here,
I mean,
right?
Come on.
We work hand and foot for you.
Hand and foot for you. Jombag. Gusto niyo?
Ayaw niya.
Or pag ano, pag kumikita na kami, sige. Pero right now, it's an abyss.
Ayaw.
It's a bottomless abyss.
Ayaw pa niya mag-bedwear.
I'm telling you.
How's
muna,
it going?
Muna. Like an abyss.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Bottomless pit.
Damn.
A gaping
so
hole.
More?
A gaping hole.
Wow.
No, like, hindi kasi parang siyang money pit. You know, it's like, it's just all going into the
Okay.
It's hungry.
It's hungry. Oh, it's ravenous.
It's parang ravenous. Ano yan, after you feast, gaping hole. Kasi nag-feast muna kayo sa kakabili ng kung ano-anong magandang fixture. Diba?
Kanino ka magsusumbong pag yung boss mo yung may sala?
Hindi, ang sinasabi ko, nag-feast kasi kayo ng aesthetic, di ba? Ganda, di ba? So, after nun, ganun talaga. Expect mo na gaping hole. Tuloy-tuloy yung, di ba? Di ba ginusto mo yung gaping hole?
Oh my gosh. Alam, gusto kitang awardan eh. Bigyan kita ng ano?
Ano?
Ang bulaklak. Rosebud. Hindi, parang like, a rose for you,
sino
beautiful
nga,
milady.
Sino nga? Diba may artista ba yun na Rosebud? Sino si Rosebud?
Rosebud,
yung nauso. Yun ba yun? Yeah. Parang may naalala ko na Rosebud.
Si Chef Rosebud.
No. Siya ba? Maybe.
Ay, sorry, Adriano ba? Hindi ba? Basta si Chef Rosebud. Yeah.
Rosebud.
Mm-mm. Remember, she was the celebrity chef na very pretty.
The pretty one.
You know, like, super crush ng bayan.
Bakit for some reason, yung naisip ko sa Rosebud, parang siyang witness na...
Benitez.
Rosebud Benitez daw, sabi nila.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, parang feeling si ko ano siya, from like a... See, sabi ni Tino, yun din yung naisip ko, parang state witness or something.
Huh?
Yeah, yun yung iniisip ko.
Kinala
ko
lang si Jessica Alfaro.
Hindi pa yun. Hindi, sabi naman ni Maxim, alam kong Rosebud, ay, iba naman to, cheat sa sips. Hindi, pero parang may witness nga na ganun.
Talaga? Well, hindi, let's check.
Can you Google?
Rosebud, like, state witness?
Something. Yun yung naiisip
kasi
sa name na Rosebud.
Si Chef Rosebud yung nakalabas.
Ah, sabi ni Mar, Rosebud Ong. Can you Google Rosebud Ong? Maybe that's the one.
Ah, there. Rosebud.
Sino siya? Tsaka anong popular case yung...
Vax.
Involved siya.
Former state witness Mary Rosebud Ong, who previously testified against then top cop Panfilo Lacson, her brother, and two others. I have never heard of this.
About daw, state witness daw yan. About
oh, I do recognize her. I see a photo though. About parang for selling vaccination slots to 9 Chinese nationals in Pasay City.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, something
okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Pero ano ha? Huh. Okay, I don't know.
Oh, sabi ni nga nila, oo, merong state witness na Rosebud.
Oh, I have not heard
yun
of it.
Yun yung kaya when I heard Rosebud, parang biglang na jolt yung memory ko na sino nga si Rosebud?
Ako
parang
si Chef
witness
Rosebud.
Ng something.
Kasi I remember we guested pa on her show. Kasi she had her show. Tapos kami ni Del, we guested there and then, like literally, yung niluto namin, I mean, hindi kami ha, pero like,
GMA
she was,
said, diba?
Yes. Tapos, she would cook, tapos kung sino yung guest would parang assist or parang sasabayan mo siya.
Okay.
Para kung ano yung niluluto niya, niluluto mo rin step by step.
Mm.
Tapos, and when we ate it was fish, I think breaded fish. Oh, it was so good. Tapos we would eat it afterwards.
Oh, eh, pati mo kami gawa nun.
Hindi ko na maalala. Ang tagal-tagal na. Tsaka literally, the reason hindi ko siya na-retain. Kasi, like, you're doing it as she's doing it. So, hindi mo siya na-absorb. Kasi, sinusundan mo lang eh. You're literally, oh, what's next? Ah, you put the ganyan. Mm-hmm. Ah, oh, and then you put the ganyan. And oh my gosh, that's when I realized, I just need a good recipe. Kasi even if I don't cook,
you
it
can
was so good.
Kasi you can follow instructions.
Yes,
so,
I can follow instructions.
It should be easy for you.
Pag ginawa, like, kunyari na, I was parroting literally everything she was doing. It ended up really good. Because I ate my own cooking and I was like, oh, I cook this. It's so good. So I guess if I have a good recipe, parang kaya ko na.
Carrie.
I'm weirdly the opposite. I don't like recipes.
Kasi magaling kayo magluto. Pag magaling na kasi kayo magluto. You can, you can tancha, diba? The whole tancha thing. I cannot tancha because I don't cook.
Ako, if I don't know, if I completely don't know how to cook something, kunyari, I think of a dish, right? And then I look for it online. What I do is, I read through the recipe and then, like, just parang take note of, like, what I need to get. And then when I have the ingredients, I don't look at the recipe anymore because I kind of have an idea already that parang, that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, ganon.
It also depends because I tend to go towards the food that I actually like to eat.
To eat, yeah.
And I'm not very good at like Asian cuisine. So I always go for the European cuisine. And like I just rely on everyone else to cook the Philippine cuisine for me.
Ako naman, I love Asian cuisine.
Yeah, I love Asian cuisine. I'm in love with it. But I'm just not one to cook Asian cuisine.
Daryl just sent us a message. Sabi niya, Mary Rosebud Ong was a witness and incidentally, my aunt! Tita niya!
Oh!
Oh, wow!
Pero strange, I'm not familiar with this case. Like, for the, I mean, the fact na go-to niyo siya when you say Rosebud, I'm surprised.
But I've heard that name before.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I'm pretty up to date. Or siguro nga dahil pandemic years.
But she also had criminal reason, charges.
For some reason, I feel like mas matagal na.
No, when I looked at it, it was 2021.
Oh, yes.
Kasi nga, it had something to do with the vaccine.
Selling vaccines.
Right.
It had something to do with the vaccine. So, parang relatively recent.
That's true.
Ano, alala ko talaga si Jessica Alfaro.
Sabi nga ni Jan, bagong-bago yung Jessica Alfaro, chico.
Hindi kasi, yun yung talagang like, my gosh, everybody. No, kaya naalala ko dati nung pumasok ka na naka-jack. Tapos naka-shades. Di ba lahat tayo?
Hindi ako pumasok. Jessica Alfaro. Saan yun? Work from home yun. Video call.
Tapos everyone is calling you, stay with me. Hazel Aguilar.
Alam mo, hindi nakakabata tong conversation na to.
Tawang-tawa ako doon. Tawang-tawa talaga
anyone,
ako.
Anyone who comes in with like giant sunglasses and like jacket. A cap. Tapos, no, and a cap.
Cap, tapos yung parang baseball jacket.
Uh-huh.
Girl. Meron akong Halloween costume for this year.
Oh, diba? Ang dali lang.
I will come in Jessica.
Pag tinanong ka, oh, Chico, what's your costume? Star witness. Lam na.
Meron na akong costume. Madali yun, ha?
Uh-oh.
Madaling i-put together yun, ha? But there you go. The top 10, my role at home. If you want to join us, go ahead. Send it to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my role at home in all your posts.
And we're almost ready to wrap up OPM Riot on TMR. Only on OPM Riot. Good morning.
TMR top 10. The morning rush top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And let's do some greets.
Why the hesitation?
Nothing.
Okay, let's do some greets. We're live, by the way, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So join us. Good morning to Edric Hins, who wants to say hello to LJ, to Liz, JC, Hutchins, and Erica. Kilala, happy birthday. Hello to Coco Hernandez. Also, good morning to Angeli and to Advan Choi. What's up to Daryl and Jan? We also have Juice Blank. Mar is also locked in. Good morning to Athena. And what's up to LV? Hi to Maxim the Winter, who says, buti na lang si Hazel yung nagsalita after ng kanta ng Imago, hindi si Chico.
What?
Gandang Imago.
Gandang Imago.
Hello to Krister. And also saying what's up to Elmer Velasco. And hello to Nedge. We have Butter Baby. We also have Boggs Tatanes and Roda. Hello to everybody else on X at RX931. We'll try to mention more names in just a bit. Hello to John. And let's do the birthday blend for Bryce, friend Giselle, and for Myrene.
Okay.
Okay, sige, tayo na lang. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Myrene and Giselle.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! And let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this.
We've got our top 10 for today. Giant batch. Okay, if you haven't noticed.
Ginormous.
We'll actually have, you know, because remember, we've only had one batch.
Yeah.
Since we started. So we'll have three tops.
Three tops?
Kain niyo ba to? So here we go. Let's start off with designer
Kakayanin.
Dad. Kakayanin. Nina Hidalgo, thank you for the topic. My role at home. Designer dad says, taga-edit ng mga profile pics ng pamilya. Hindi lang pinapakinis, ha? Pinapapayat pa.
Oh, wow!
That's a little bit more difficult. Kasi makikita mo nagbe-bend rin yung...
The background?
Yung background. When you
I mean, we've seen celebs try to do it.
Yeah, Beyonce. Remember the staircase? Yung stairs, bigla nakita mo nag...
May curve.
May curve. Archer Aguilar says, my rule at home, tagasagot ng pinto. At magsabi na, wala sa bahay si mama eh. Kahit in reality, nandito naman siya.
Umalis daw po si mama eh.
Wala daw po siya dito. Hindi ko raw po alam kung anong oras siya babalik.
Oh my God.
From Mike Ferrer, my role at home, technical support. Kasi ako yung taga-ayos pag may problema sa wifi or pag may hindi makalogin sa Facebook. Pero, customer service rep din. Kasi sa akin nagre-reklamo pag walang wifi or pag walang ilaw at tubig. Hindi ko naman wala naman ako kinalaman dun sa source nung...
Or baka ano, sa'yo nire-reklamo para ikaw yung magreklamo and mag-report. Kasi you're the one that's always, I guess, chronically online. So
technically, tech support ka pa rin.
Basically.
Kasi sumbungan.
Honestly, nakakapagod to be that person.
Yeah.
And especially, buti kung once, you know, every once in a while lang yung may problema, may itatanong. Pero if it's like a constant
thing. And plus, hindi naman nauubos. Kasi nga, kumbaga, even if let's say maayos yung internet, there's bound to be like a leak in the roof. Tapos pag inayos mo na yon, maya-maya, ubos na yung gas sa stove. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, the daily upkeep of a house, there's really like a never-ending conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Of tasks. And if ikaw yung go-to,
wala kang pahinga.
Feeling mo hindi natatapos.
That's true.
Yung mga kailangan mo gawin. Kaya nga, it's better if it's like, if it's delegated a little bit. Like, I take care of this, but yung next one, ikaw naman. And then the next one, oh, si ano naman, si other kapatid naman. So that it doesn't have to be like the same person all the time. And, from Maxim De Winter, my role at home, princesa. Gigising, kakain, hihilata.
Did you say Chico?
Ay, ako nga lahat ng gumagawa. Grabe itong did you say Chico?
Ikaw kayo yung prinsesang nakaupo sa tasa.
Ano ka? Sino naman ang naghugas nung tasa? Sino naman ang nag-ano nung tasa?
Sino nagtimpla dun sa tasa? Hindi ikaw.
Hindi ako, pero...
Pinagtimpla ka pa rin.
O yung ibang bagay, atake na kasalalay. Pagdating sa ano naman, pag-aaruga sa mga nilalang.
Nilalang.
Ako kasi tinatakbuhan. Ako lagi tinatakbuhan. So ako talaga yung taga-nurture. Ako talaga yung...
Okay.
Like literally the whole time sa akin sila lahat na
pa. Sana naman, di ba?
Kundi wala na ako.
Gagawin mo. Nakaupo ka nalang sa tasa.
And from Croy Parel, my role at home, pahamak sa lahat. Ma, oh, may sinasabi si Papa. Naku, sabi ni Kuya sa akin yan.
Oh,
ate.
My God.
Snitches get stitches.
You know what? I am the youngest. But I was never like that. I was never like a Pop, Daddy, oh, Mommy.
Hindi ako din ganyan. Pero like, if it affects me, kunyari, dinutokso ko, niloloko ko nung siblings ko na parang inaasar ako, then I would say that.
Ako hindi rin.
Ah, talaga?
Mm-hmm. Wala lang. It was just never a thing.
Ay, ako ano?
Saka alam ko naman wala naman.
Mawa, pag napipikon na ako. Or pag... What?
Ah, obviously. Ako nga, hindi nga ako ganun. Kahit inaasap nila ako.
Ah, talaga? Mm-hmm. You just take it?
Hindi, wala lang. Oh, parang like, what'll happen, right?
What a sign.
Hindi naman ano, hindi rin naman papagalitan. Gets?
Well, so in my case, kasi parang...
Pinapagalitan.
Or my mom will tease them back. You know what I mean?
Ah,
for me. Kasi I can't, I couldn't because I was too young. I didn't know how to, alam mo yun?
Namaki ano.
Yeah, how to fight back. So.
I never really thought about that. Like, making sumbo.
Ako talaga pag kinukulit ako at nabubwisit ako.
Ma! Patas ang bangera.
Ma!
Ganun. And from Jay Piloso po, my role at home, binibilang ko yung karne ng ulam namin at dapat evenly distributed sa aming magkakapatid. Bawal magtago ng ulam sa ilalim ng kanin. So you're the ano, you're the ulam Nazi. Yeah, you have to make sure that everybody gets. Pero that's good. At least somebody's making sure it's fair.
It's kasi evenly distributed.
Ang makikinabang lang naman yung nandaya. Everybody suffers, right?
Yung matakaw.
So, ulam Nazi.
Oo. So pag ikaw ang nagbabantay, you're actually doing the work for everybody else,
yeah,
right? To make sure that you get your rightful share.
Yeah.
And speaking of shares, from OD1 Kenobi and Tampupo, my role at home, taga-ubos ng pagkain. Yung mga leftovers at yung mga malapit nang ma-expire. Usually, it's the moms, the dads. Yeah, that's usually their role.
Mm.
And, tsaka sila yung nangihinayang kasi sila yung bumili.
True.
Sila yung nagtrabaho, pera nila yung ginamit. So, they feel very like, ubusin nyo lahat yan. And, from Yul Jimjin, my role at home, hindi ako yung nagdidilig. Pero ako yung kumakausap sa mga halaman namin kapag napapansin kong parang naninilaw na yung dahon. Baka kasi malungkot sila, walang kumakausap.
The ones with a green thumb.
Could never be me.
True.
And the green whisper.
I can take care of them, but I don't know about the talking plants. So like...
But they say talaga legit daw yun ah.
No, legit. But I don't feel it. Like, what will I tell the plants? They're plants. Like, I'd feel silly. Even if I believed in it, I'd be like, oh, kamusta na mga plants? I don't know. Parang,
I don't know. Maybe just say sweet nothings.
Like what?
But you already talk to yourself on a regular basis.
No, pero that's what I mean. Parang sentient beings, like animals, people, myself.
But mga
pero
plants.
When it's a plant, parang dead ma siya eh, diba? So, I wouldn't know what to say, I work, talk to plants. Mike Ferrer says, my role at home, the MTRCB. Kasi pag may mga kissing scene ang palabas sa TV, ako yung naglilipat ng channel when there are kids watching. Especially nga when your household, well, has kids. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, my dad would be that one for us. Mm. He would like put his hand in front of our eyes. If there was something
true.
That happens.
Whether actually, violence or sex.
He would let us watch naman most things, but like if there was something that was inappropriate and we were underage, he would like put his hand in front of our eyes.
That's true. And from Al Macchiato, my husband is the self-appointed clock adjuster, especially pag daylight savings. He does it efficiently too without me ever seeing him in action. So napapaisip talaga ako if tama na ba yung oras sa orasan. Well, I guess it's weird though, why wouldn't you see him? Would he adjust it when you're not looking?
Probably.
But it's just so weird that if you regularly adjust it, how come your wife never saw you adjusting it? It's kind of strange.
Eh, baka he does it pag wala.
Yun nga, bakit? Right? When you think about it, you're just adjusting the clock, right?
How about you, Chico? Are you a clock adjuster?
No. Kasi parang especially now, I really love the technology of iPhones. Na parang nakasync siya talaga.
Yeah.
Like, did you
even your bedtime.
Not like before, na regularly nag-a-adjust ka ng clock pag parang mali na yung oras. Ito for some strange reason, they're all in sync.
They're all in sync. Especially
and
because...
And I find it so amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how it works.
Your phone. Mm-hmm. Your phone clock is always at the right time.
No, yeah. See, I don't ever remember ever adjusting my clock. Pero my iPad, my two phones, and my laptop are all in sync.
Pero yung clock ni Baby Whale, ina-adjust mo. Okay. Diba Android kasi si Babe?
Yeah. Oo, hindi ko alam. Hindi ako ma-Android kasi. So, hindi ko ano yan. Hindi ko baluarte yan.
Ah, so hindi. Ako na lang mag-a-adjust.
Hindi mo rin kailangan. Hindi. Kasi Apple ka rin eh.
Hindi, pero yun nga. Kasi nga Android siya. So, I volunteer.
Well, that's the thing, no? The bigger the clock, the more you need to adjust it.
I'm
because, like, for example, if it's like a grandfather clock, right? Because you have to fix it.
Not my...
Okay naman yung grandfather clock.
Sayo.
Hindi kasi parang it's interesting. It's got history. Tsaka ano...
Yeah, says you.
Diba? Aged. Ganon. Maganda yung clock.
Yan sabi nga ni Coco eh. What... I mean, wait, question. Anong time lagi nakaturo yung clock nyo? Ako kasi digital, so wala namang kamay yun. So,
pero may setting na pwede mong gawing mukhang analog.
Mukhang analog, pero digital.
Yeah.
I like that, actually. Yeah.
The ones I really like are, what do you call those? The ones that you shake? You don't need to put battery in it?
Ah, yeah. No, alam mo, I had a watch before na ganyan. Yung what you call it, tas ginap, diba?
Para for the alarm to stop.
It even...
Kasi it wakes you up.
It works by itself.
I had one.
Wait.
It created...
Automatic watch.
No, pero there's something...
There's a term
for it. But I have a watch motion, na you don't have to shake. For me, yung as soon as madikit siya sa skin...
Ay, iba pa yun. Iba
pa it yun. Recognizes na nakasuot na siya and then it starts to move.
I want... They're kinetic. Kasi nga kailan
yun
gumagalaw.
Yung tinataktak.
So, before... na-create ko tuloy yung habit na nagkaganon. Minsan wala na akong watch.
Paano?
Ginaganon ko pa rin. No, I'm just shaking it kasi nga kailangan may movement. Tapos, I don't like it. Kasi minsan, of course, you're going to use another watch. So, itatabi mo siya. By the time you use it again, it already stopped. It's so frustrating. Like, ang trabaho niya. So, hindi ako fan.
That's true. Especially if you don't... Well... kahit daily mo siya sinusuot, kailangan mong itaktak pa rin?
Hindi, pag sinusuot mo na siya, then obviously, yung kahit yung walking lang, that's considered movement already.
Mm.
But,
no, but if you take it, syempre you take it off at night, tapos suot mo ulit in the morning.
Pag kasi,
tumigil na ba
pag
siya ng
overnight ganun? Lang, hindi naman. Pero minsan, di ba, like sometimes for a week,
right.
You don't always want to wear the same watch, right?
Yeah.
So, minsan magpapalit ka. Yun yung part na biglang nagsastop, hindi ko talaga type. So, yeah. Mas gusto ko pa yung light. Like, even like light bulbs.
Hmm.
Pag parang ano siya, parang solar pero kahit hindi araw.
Oh.
Like, even just literal light. Yun, mas gusto ko pa yun. And from Rice Baby, my role at home, sponsor. Tagabayad ng bills kahit hindi naman ako dun nakatira. Well, that's very generous. Diba? I mean, like, especially if you don't live there. I mean, syempre, most people would be like, why would I pay for like what I don't even use?
Hindi naman ako yung kukonsume niya.
Oo, but if you do, good for you. It means you're a very generous family.
Very generous.
Yeah. And from Adventure, my role at home, reporter. Ako yung taga-pagbigay ng nagbabagang balita sa pamilya ko tungkol sa mga kapitbahay namin. Yung mga tipong, Ma, alam mo ba na huli na ni Aling Mercy yung kapit ng asawa niya?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow, updated.
Kala niyo celebrities lang? Hindi.
Hindi.
Like minsan nga, ang mga pasabog, yung mga barangay balita or the village balita.
Oh my God.
Kasi personally, kilala mo. Diba if you find out celebrity A cheated on celebrity B, parang, yeah, they're celebrities. Pero pag yung si Aling ganyan, cheated on si Mang ganyan, parang nakakagulantang kasi it's like, you know these people. You say good morning to them when you run into them in the streets. So, yeah.
Mm.
And also, from Tampupu, my role at home, the anti-hoarder. Ako yung tagatapo ng mga bagay na hindi naman talaga kailangan ng i-hoard. Mga pakete ng ketchup, mga chinelas na inuwi mula sa hotel na hindi naman ginamit, at yung isang cabinet na puno ng paper bags or plastic bags.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm the hoarder. Baby Whale is the ganito. Tagatapon. And I'm always like, huwag mong itatapon yan, gagamitin ko pa yan. Magagamit natin yan sa something.
I'm team baby whale on this one.
Yeah, yeah. I really tend to hoard. Like, alam mo yung parang like, even if alam ko naman na not in the near future, hindi ko siya magagamit. Parang I would still keep it just in case.
I'm the opposite. And then, to be fair, it does happen na biglang there's a need for it and natapon ko na. So yun, I'm like, oh man, I had that but I threw it away. Now I gotta buy a new one. Yung may ganun din naman ako.
Yeah,
so,
this.
In fairness.
When Rika was still on the show, I would see this. Like, meron pag nag-deliver tayo. Tapos makikita ko si Rika, hinuhugasan niya yung plastic. Tapos si Hazel, ay naku, sinabi ko na huwag nang hugasan, dadali na naman sa bahay.
I don't like this.
The complete opposite.
I'm literally, ayoko. I don't like.
Dami-dami na namin yun, hindi maamin ginagamit.
I don't like.
Si Rika naman, sayang, magagamit pa natin.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like keeping a lot of stuff that you don't use regularly.
I know.
And for me, if the need arises, you can always just, you know, get what you need.
I am like Rika. I'm a hoarder.
Magsama-sama kayo pag bubuhol-buholin ko kayo.
You're a hoarder too, I know.
Ganito na lang. Magsama kayong tatlo, kami ni Baby Whale, ang magsasama na parehong hindi hoarder.
Alam mo, hindi siya as bad. Pero, sa plastic containers, may tendency siya.
Hinuhugasan niya din.
Oo. Tapos, may ano pa yan ha? Kasi nga hindi siya hoarder. Meron pa siyang pa-press release.
Oh.
Pag yung kunyari,
pa-press release?
Kunyari, merong natira, di ba? Tapos, kita mo, nagamit natin. Alam mo yung may justification. Siguro nagigilty siya. Kasi lagi niya ako sinesermonan.
Oh, exactly.
So, the
in denial siya.
And siya sa ano lang, yung containers lang. So, pag nagamit namin, meron siya nung parang, at least ako talagang yung
mga,
nagagamit.
Yung mga sinisave ko, nagagamit.
Meron siyang ganon.
Now, let's look at those statues
meron
that you're collecting.
Meron siyang ganon. Promise.
Pero alam mo, in all fairness, may gamit naman talaga yung mga, yun nga, for me. Pero for me kasi, I use them pang tapon. Like, if I need to get rid of, kunyari, nagluto ako, tapos may oil. Yung para hindi makalat sa trash bag.
Ah, yes.
Doon ko tinatapon yun. Dinadump ko yung oil or pupunasan ko ng paper towel. I-shoot ko na yung paper towel doon sa container.
Oh, idagdag na daw natin yung anti-hoarder sa ano mo. So, ano ka? Anti-bata, anti-hoarder. Ano isa pa? Di ba dalawa na yon? Anti-bata and ganyan party list. And...
hindi ko alam.
Ah, what was that? Binasa na natin yan isang araw.
Bakit?
Dadagdag na natin yung anti-hoarder.
Ayoko kasi.
Hindi, Tino, meron ng isa pa. Gaslighting.
Anti-gaslighting.
Hindi. Hazel, anti-kabataan, gaslighting, anti-hoarder party.
Whatever.
So, si Hazel din, anti-snitches.
Sama pa natin yun.
Anti.
Bakit niyo ako tinatawag na gaslighter? Ginagaslight niyo ako.
Kita mo.
Ginagaslighter ako.
Sabi ng gaslighter, bakit niyo ako ginagaslight?
You're gaslighting me.
Napaka-meta, no?
I never.
The gaslighter saying, bakit niyo ako ginagaslight?
Totoo naman, ginagaslight niyo ako. Wala namang reason for you to be calling me a gaslighter. Yeah. So, you're all gaslighters.
Hindi. Ah, yung ano? Yung dadalin niyo yung bata pag papauwi na yung mga magulang. Para kunyari, ikaw yung pagod na nag-alaga the entire time.
Hindi naman gaslighter yun. Kasi wala naman akong statement na pagod na pagod. Wala naman. Ooh. Just so happened na, alam mo yun? Oo. Huwag niyo ako tawaging gaslighter. Ha?
Pero merong thought process na, sige, aakuin ko na kasi papauwi na yung mga magulang.
Kasi konti na lang.
Kasi patapos na yung spot
treatment. They did the hard work.
Tapos na yung mahirap na part.
Oh my gosh, I think sumagot si Bretman. Sorry, this is a little key. Sumagot si Bretman sa yung trainer na nag-post ng something sa TikTok.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
The trainer who posted the thing. Yeah, I think Bretman just responded to it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because I'm not educated. I just STFU.
That's true. And from Maxim De Winter, my role at home, that expensive daughter. na feeling anak ng top 10 richest people in the world. Yeah, ito yung nasisigawan ng, akala mo yata anak ka ng mayaman eh.
Gastos ng oh gastos.
God. Yung mga ganyang linyahan ng parents. From Victoriano, my role at home, rich tito, natakbuhan ng mga pamangkin pag pinagalitan ng mga magulang nila. Kasi diba, that's the good thing about being a tito. You're not the disciplinarian.
You're the
it's not
fun,
your job.
You're the fun guardian.
Yeah, you're the one who brings them to, I don't know, Splash Island.
Mm-mm.
EK.
Splash Island!
EK. And
you know, I don't remember ever going to...
I've been there once.
Splash Island.
Once. Di na kami bumalik.
Like,
I think I went as a kid.
I only see it...
I went as a kid.
Pag nadadaanan.
Pag nadadaan. We went there once. We never went back.
Maybe I kasi did when I was a child. I don't remember.
Yung kuya ko, eh, siyempre, nag-swim, di ba? Pagbalik niya, may kumuna ng chinelas.
Oh my God.
Pero di ba may ganun dati?
Oh my gosh.
Earlier on, before Alabang, it was a different...
Water fun?
Water fun.
Di ba water fun nasa ano? Subic?
Parang ganun. Basta merong ganun. Meron ding water fun.
Basta there was one and then they closed it down. I always wanted to go there and I never got to go there.
Sabi ni Ian Richard, Jed's Island.
Yung iba. Asan yung
Jed's Island? Ano Jed's Island?
No, it's another resort.
Matawang-tawa ka. Ano yun?
Ano ba yung Jed's Island? Wait, what's Jed's Island?
What's that?
Jed's Island.
May mga counterfeit statues ka sila. May mga statue nila dun eh.
Okay.
Yeah, pero basta yun. Uh-oh. And also, from Nina Hidalgo, ako yung dahilan kung bakit bigla na lang bumubukas yung TV mo, patayis hindi yung ilaw mo, tsaka minsan kung bakit parang masakit yung likod at malikat. Yan ang role ko at home.
Wait a second. How did you send an entry? Napakatay pa siya. Damn. Okay.
And let me see here. Coming from JP Losopo, I'm the night guard. Believe it or not, we don't even lock the gates. Since they know I'm awake because of work. Yung pag meron kayong family member na graveyard shift,
graveyard
tapos
shift.
Work from home, then somebody's awake.
True.
You know, but you know, I
relatively
would,
safe.
I would still lock the doors.
I would too.
Even
would
if that's the case. At night,
kasi
you don't never
naman
know
yung
what's going to happen.
Pinasok kayo, diba, na even if gising.
And even during the day.
True. True.
Like, you can never be too sure.
And from Farmer Sanchez, my role at home, ako ang hindi pwedeng utusan or taasan ng boses. Kasi ako ang homeowner.
Oh.
Yung kahit family kayo, like you literally bought the house.
Mm.
Kunyari, it's one of those instances where you never had a house of yourself na nagre-rent kayo all your life. Tapos let's say, you made a name for yourself. Kabudget ka, bumili ka ng house.
Mm.
So the whole family moves to your house. Even though technically, you're still kapatid, anak.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, bahay mo yun.
My house, so medyo, my rules.
Medyo mas may konting leverage ka naman when it comes to the other stuff. Mag-change yung dynamics nung...
Buti if they honor that.
If they honor that. Eh, hello. Oh. Ano naman hindi niya honor eh.
Well, some people kasi, regardless, parang kunyari, let's say, you're not the panganay. So they're used to like bossing you around.
I don't think so.
Feeling ko in certain
talaga?
Households baka
the nerve.
Doesn't really...
It's your house.
True.
It's
I mean, kung ako yun, I'd be like, hello, excuse me.
Excuse me. And sa akin, it's not naman na parang like, I'll get away with murder. Not naman like that. Pero alam mo
or you'll boss everyone
I'll
around.
Boss everyone around. Di rin naman tama yun. Pero I mean, there has to be some sort of acknowledgement that it is my house.
Yep.
You know. And from the Super James, my role at home, ako ang CCTV ng mga magulang ko para sa mga alaga nila. Dahil work from home ako, my mom and dad would constantly ask me for videos of their pet cat to know if kumain na siya. Ako ni minsan hindi tinanong kung kumain na ako.
Oh my gosh. Parang ang daming ganyang hugot.
Ang daming ganyan. And the three tops. See, because we only had one batch. The three tops are... Maria Chanel, Victoriano, and Adventure.
They all say...
Maria Chanel says, my role at home. I'm the glue that binds the people together. Without me, they don't talk much or get together and just stay in their rooms. Pero merong ganyan, ha? Like, I really think there are sometimes, most of the time, it's the parents, but every now and then, it's like one of the anak, one of the... Mm-hmm. Yung parang the
you
one that kind of
together.
Like...
bring them closer together.
Yeah. Or siya yung... O lahat, tara, sabay-sabay na tayong kumain.
I think every family needs one.
Parang siya yung ano, siya yung parang the one who shares...
The bridge.
...something with everyone.
Uh-uh.
So, even yung the ones that don't share anything together, because they share something with you, will join in.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Very, very important to have somebody like that.
Mm.
And yeah. From Victoriano, ako ang taga-ubos ng Seralac ni Bunso. Kaya yung timpla ko, yung ayon sa panlasa ko since ako din naman nakakain.
Ikaw ang mag-adjust.
Hindi gusto ng anak ko, pero mas gusto ko yung medyo medyo thick.
Oh my God. Kaya pala hindi nauubos.
Hindi nauubos.
Kasi hindi niya gusto yung timpla.
Oh, pero I know people, they enjoy the taste of Seralac.
Feeling ko ako, yeah.
I don't. I cannot. Like, I don't know. It's just me and milk. Anything that is milky.
And it's
parang I find the texture interesting. I nag-conk out na yung Facebook live.
Same. Pati
baba, oh nga, it's going...
Well, it's ano, it's Puga.
It's what?
Puga.
It's Puga King?
It's Puga King. Kasi meron naman, pero pumupugak-pugak.
Puga King?
It's Puga King. And one last from Adventure. My role at home, the innocent. Kasi pag may tanong sila, ang lagi kong sagot, di ko alam. Ewan ko. Malay ko. So, the innocent.
Nakaka-frustrate ka usa.
Iinit ulo ko dyan sa ganyan.
Diba,
like, parang, don't you have any sense of what's going on around you somewhat?
They just can't be bothered.
Masyadong oblivious.
Or
masyadong,
they can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yung they're into their, whatever it is, like whether it's a video game or their book.
So they don't wanna like even entertain your question, yeah. Even if it's a valid question.
Alam mo yung gumuho na yung pader ng
oh my God.
Bahay niyo, hindi pa rin niya alam. Ano nangyari? Eh, ewan ko. Basta nakita ko.
The house is on fire. Ewan ko.
I love it.
Malik ko. And okay, so what about us? My role at home. Ako yun, parang Mother Earth. No, really. Like all the animals, at least as far as the animals are concerned.
They Queen
really,
Mother.
They all really run to me for like... Minsan para kong ano, para kong si Snow White. Yung nakaupo ko sa sahig tapos nakapalibot lahat ng hayop sa akin. Yung parang very...
Ba't di na lang Steve Irwin? Ba't si Snow White talaga?
Hindi kasi siya yung sinusundan. Or Cinderella, di ba siya yung sinusundan ng mga hayop-hayop?
Disney Princess ka, girl!
Hindi, kasi di ba yung like mga...
Ah, sige na nga.
Yung mga... A dream is a wish your heart makes. Diba si Snow White, ipit yung boses.
Bagay, boses Lola.
Oh, medyo ganun.
Diba boses Lola yung Snow White
actually,
na OG?
Actually weird, hindi nga ganun eh. More like,
oh my God. It's kind of creepy.
Hindi ganun talaga yung boses niya.
Very chanak.
Very chanak.
I am the breadwinner.
Mm.
I'm the guy who brings home the bacon.
The bacon and the ham.
And the ham and the wieners.
The wieners.
Yeah. But
like literally the meat, you mean?
Like I buy the protein.
That to slab? Be,
to be fried and or air fried.
Okay.
Right? What else do I do? I also am the handyman at times, I guess. When something... is broken, I try to fix it. If not, I call maintenance. But like, I try. I have my nifty tool kit with me. So I do all the masculine things at home, weirdly enough.
Okay. Ako, I'm the parang the entertainment center. Like, I bring all the like, I'm the one that brings all the new gadgets, all the like entertainment stuff, new speakers, new ganito, ganyan.
Akala ko, all the boys in the yard.
Oh, yun. Hindi, pero yun nga, yung parang feeling ko, I'm the one na, before nung DVD era, like ako yung mag-uwi ng 10 DVDs at a time for us to binge. Alam mo yun, yung mga ganon, very ano kasi ako. I'm also the tech support. Because I'm also the one na I always figure out, like, kunyari, if something is wrong with the TV or something is wrong with the connection or ganyan-ganyan. Like, I can figure out, like,
actually,
what
to that's
do.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, kailan ba baka bukas.
Ano?
Magpapa... I already, like, it was part of my plans.
What?
Magpapa... turo ako paano mag... Gcash.
Oh my gosh.
Finally, I'm ready. I am ready.
It's time, Chico.
I'm ready.
It makes life so much easier.
Yeah, I'm so ready. Nakakatawa nga. Sino ba yung kausap ko? O nga, magpapaturo na nga ako. Magpapainstall na ako ng G-Shock. So,
G-Shock?
Oh, G-Shock. Tapos paulit-ulit ako. Ha? Oh, yung G-Shock. Kasi di ba wala pa rin ako until now. Magpapainstall ka ng relo? Anong relo? Sabi mo G-Shock. G-Cash. So...
like, you know, ang G-Shock.
So I'm ready.
Okay, let's tomorrow, do that tomorrow. Well,
that
we'll
is,
do
that's
that.
That's our activity, our sige, off-air sige. Activity.
Okay, I'm
we
excited.
We will install my G-Shock.
Your G-Shock.
My G-Cash.
We will adjust that clock.
Speaking of, can we just say thank you to Star Marjorie for the coffee Monday, Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Thank you. And tomorrow still.
Hey, Mar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mar.
Sending us so much food.
So
I'm
much
still
food.
Eating until now. And I'll probably be eating until I get home.
All day today, for
all
sure.
All day. What we have, like, pancakes. We got omelets.
Sausages. Oh tapsilog. Champurado.
Champurado.
My goodness.
Suman. My gosh.
Thank you.
And coffee to boot.
Yes.
So
thank
you so much.
You
we guys are you. Amazing.
We love you. And we'll be back tomorrow. So we will see you then, 6 o'clock. Only here on The Morning Rush with Chico Hazel and Marky. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.